Sweet. You know, I love this freaking thing. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, like right now, because I'm recording with one of those little headsets on my phone, but if it does, it doesn't. Who cares? Anyway, I've decided that I'm going to use openpodcast.org as my online therapy bitch session. Sounds pretty good to me, because, like, I get to get it all out, and you guys get to listen to my bitching, which, you know, to some people, that's pretty fucking entertaining, I guess. I don't know. I could try to be entertaining, but it could happen. In fact, actually, I'd like to say whoever thought of this freaking phoning it in concept is a bloody genius. Love you, man. Fuck rock. I think I want to make one of these myself. Have it, like, where people could just call in and bitch, you know? And then people who want to listen to other people bitch could listen, you know? Like, subscribe. It could be, like, the bitch channel or something. People could just get entertained by other people's misery, you know? We do that all the time anyway. So, fuck it. Why not? Anywho, that's just me thinking out loud. And don't anybody freaking steal my idea. I'd be very upset. I'll call your bitch line and I'll bitch at it about you stealing my idea. How's that? Fuck. Alright, so here's the deal. I am so completely uninspired at work. Like, I sit there in the morning and just surf the web and code a little bit. I program, so I do a little coding, and I'm not really totally inspired by the way that, like, things are going, which makes it difficult, because as a programmer, it's creative, you know? I mean, you got to be behind what you're doing, because it's a lot of tedious, mind-numbing, just rhythmic bullshit that you have to do sometimes to get the simplest things to work. And sometimes, you know, hey, it's, like, totally worth it, because you spit out some cool software that does cool stuff. Maybe even stuff nobody's done before, which is, like, the holy grail of programming. Be first with something. That's awesome. But sometimes, you know, you've got to, like, code other people's vision. And if you don't like their vision, it kind of sucks. Or if you disagree with, like, the way they're going about it, it kind of, you know, I don't know about everybody, but it eats at me, you know? I start freaking looking at it, saying, this is stupid, I don't do it. So you waste some time, and then it builds up, and then there's crunches, and you find excuses, and there's always some kind of excuse you can find when you're doing sort of project. I mean, no project I've ever been involved in, including my own, you know, perfect by any means. It's always a hole. You know, there's freaking Microsoft. They have entire departments dedicated to patching their hole, cleaning up their mess. So, I mean, it's always easy to find a hole. But this, I don't know. I just, not behind what I'm doing. I mean, in general, the company itself, I like what they're doing. The project I'm working on right now is all right. Detail work, like, the nitty-gritty part of it is really fucking me up. So, I don't know. I'm heading down to downtown. Going to meet up with a buddy. He's going to pay for some dinner and some booze, which is always good. Gotta love buddies here, well, this is bad, man. You know, guys are all about the company, about the cost. That's good stuff. Just hold on for a second, for real. Yeah, this is kind of incredible. I feel a little bit better. It's like I got this shit off my chest. And there might be, like, 100 people out there going, goddamn, this guy's boring. Most of you probably fucking turned me off already. That's cool, you know? Because, I mean, a line like this, where you just call and you say stuff, everybody else, they're all doing, like,